I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, January 6. Coming up, Prime Minister urges inner-city communities to follow August Town's example. Diplomatic heads now in Jamaica for Diplomatic Week 2017 and plans underway to expand restorative justice services to all parishes. The news in detail after the break.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act or petty session matters entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging residents of inner-city communities across the country to follow August Town St. Andrew, which recorded zero murders in 2016. Mr. Holness says all citizens must take responsibility for crime prevention in their communities and play active roles in defusing conflicts in order for Jamaica to enjoy peace going forward.
That there was no murder here doesn't mean that there wasn't any conflict. It doesn't mean that there wasn't any difference. What it meant is that the people who were in positions of leadership took their positions seriously and intervened at the critical moments to stop a murder from happening.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking Sunday while on a peace march in several communities in August Town. He also urged residents to forge partnerships with members of the police to ensure knowledge can be shared and community policing actively utilized. The Prime Minister reiterated that the government is crafting a strategy to arrest the spread of crime and violence across the country, noting that a sizable portion of the budget will be spent on equipping the security forces to combat criminals. Heads of diplomatic missions overseas are now in Jamaica for activities to mark Diplomatic Week 2017, being staged from February 5 to 10. The week of activities is being hosted by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade under the theme Growth Through Partnerships. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the theme for Diplomatic Week aptly captures the vision of the government for Jamaica's engagement with its partners in the international community. Senator Johnson-Smith, who was speaking at a church service at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel on Sunday, emphasized the importance of bilateral partnerships for Jamaica to succeed on its path to economic growth.
We recognize that if Jamaica is to succeed in this bold effort, we cannot do it on our own. The foreign ministry is therefore focused on building bridges between local and international partners.
Senator Johnson-Smith welcomed the diplomats, especially the 8 new ambassadors and high commissioners designate from Bangladesh, Finland, Ireland, Morocco, Netherlands, Sudan, Sweden, and Switzerland. Justice Minister Deroy Chuck says plans are underway to expand restorative justice services to all parishes starting in the 2017-18 fiscal year. He notes that restorative justice provides options for positive social transformation by equipping citizens and communities with more effective and peaceful means of resolving conflicts.
It focuses on holding the offender accountable. It also fosters a repair of the harm caused by the offense, aids rehabilitation and reintegration of the offender into the community.
Permanent Secretary in the Justice Ministry, Carol Palmer, speaking on behalf of Justice Minister Deroy Chuck at a church service in Mandeville to launch Restorative Justice Week. The week is being commemorated under the theme Building Restorative Communities in Faith Groups, School and Community. It is geared at educating the public and raising awareness about restorative justice services. The week of activities will end on Friday, February 10. And the government is to establish a multi-stakeholder committee to make recommendations on the treatment of plastic and styrofoam going forward. The committee is to be chaired by Director of the Mona Geoinformatics Institute at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Paris Leo Ayi. Government Senator Matthew Samuda says when work begins, the committee is expected to table its recommendations within 100 days. Meanwhile, Senator Samuda adds that the joint initiative launched by the previous administration and members of the private sector in 2014, Doubt Recycling Partners of Jamaica Limited, will be continued. The partnership is responsible for the recycling of 2.3 million pounds of plastic, and the entity partners with 68 schools for collections, which help to sensitize children. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.